The Developer's Code, What Real Programmers Do, by Kawei Chung. Cartoons courtesy of Mark Anderson. Read by Don Fernando Azevedo. Published by The Pragmatic Bookshelf, 2013. Chapter 1, Introduction. I've been had by code. Twice. The very first time was when I took a programming class during my freshman year of college. It was a mandatory course for the curriculum I had decided to enroll in. It wasn't like I had seen in so many movies during my childhood. I didn't type in a few simple commands, press enter, and watch a trash can robot say, "Hello." There wasn't even a trash can robot in this class. Instead, it was about pointers, memory allocation, and object instantiation. I was too in the weeds to see what all of it meant. However, the evidence was overwhelmingly clear. Programming was not for me. I wanted to be an artist or perhaps a mathematician. I wanted to be both creative and exact, both right and left-brained, as they say. Programming seemed to lean too far to the left, and no other career options I could think of let me play in both worlds simultaneously. I was lost. Just a couple of years later, the internet boom changed the landscape of programming. Suddenly, it was real world, it was approachable, and it had a lot to do with design. It valued both artistry and logic almost equally. For the first time, I really could foresee myself enjoying this work. I could now channel my passion for creativity and logic into web applications. So I returned to programming, albeit with great apprehension. Truth be told, I also came back to it for an entirely different reason. For that 2-year hiatus, I studied many other subjects that seemed to